Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I was flipping through my various news sources yesterday, and I saw a headline that caught my eye. And the headline is in a lot of different places, slight variations of it. But Tiger Woods was in a car accident yesterday. Tiger Woods, the golfer, was in a one-car accident, and it was a very serious accident. He's in the hospital right now. He had to go through some surgery. So it caught my eye for a couple of reasons, not the least of which, of course, that Tiger Woods is famous. But this is the third major accident he's been involved in the last few years. And also, there's a documentary that recently came out about him. And it's interesting because I watched it. I'm not a real big golf fan, but I obviously heard the stories about Tiger Woods' life. And the interesting thing is that after I watched the documentary, I became much more understanding of the troubles that he's gone through. So if you haven't seen the documentary, I highly recommend it. But, you know, there's obviously everyone knows who he is, but there's a lot of story there. So Tiger Woods in surgery after California car accident. Now, the headline here says jaws of life used in the rescue, but they later clarified that they did not have to use the jaws of life to get him out of the car. And this is one of those things about news stories as they unfold. It's always fascinating to check out the very first versions of a news story and then watch as it changes over time. So a lot of times the reporters will go with the information they've got. And then later on, someone official will come out and say, no, we have to clarify this, and they'll clarify it. So Leah Ustachevich wrote the story for the Post, and Tiger Woods suffered injuries to both legs during a rollover crash Tuesday in California and was in surgery following a rescue. And there are photographs also showing the vehicle down at the bottom of like a ravine. So it actually tumbled to get down there. Tiger is 45 years old. Of course, he's a golf player. And he was pulled from his badly damaged SUV following the single vehicle accident in Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Photos from the scene show the vehicle on its side on a hill, airbags deployed, with extensive damage to the front end. And apparently the car was a courtesy vehicle. He was in California attending a golf tournament, and they often have vehicles that they provide the various officials and dignitaries and so on. And apparently it's one of those vehicles. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department confirmed the accident, which occurred around 7:12 in the morning, near the intersections of Hawthorne Boulevard and Black Horse Road. The driver and sole occupant of the vehicle was identified as PGA golfer Eldrick Tiger Woods, the statement said. Mr. Woods was extricated from the wreck, then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. Now, this document here is allegedly the official statement from the LA County Sheriff's Department, and it mentions the jaws of life. Later, other people involved in this official said, no, the jaws of life were not used. They had them in case they needed them, but apparently they could get him out of the vehicle without them. The extent of his injuries were not disclosed. The Sheriff's Department noted that his car sustained major damage, and that's an understatement. In a statement, his agent, that's Tiger Woods' own agent, said he suffered multiple leg injuries. He's currently in surgery. We thank you for your privacy and support, the statement said, and that was published by Golf Digest. The Sheriff's Department noted that the car had sustained a major damage, and the authorities were investigating the accident. And by the way, they've already uncovered some video footage shot by cameras nearby, not of the accident, but of the car going by. So it's one of the things about our times now is with security cameras everywhere, almost everything gets caught on camera somehow. So they have photos and video of him as he's approaching where the accident took place. A sheriff's department source told TMZ that they did not believe alcohol was a factor, had not ruled out other substances, but I've seen other follow-up articles that said that so far there's no evidence to indicate that there's anything regarding substance abuse or alcohol or anything like that. You know, it makes you wonder how this happens at 7:12 a.m., but, you know, that's one of those things. It appeared to be good driving conditions, you know, sunshine and dry pavement. Woods has 82 PGA Tour wins. He was in California for the Genesis Invitational, which wrapped up over the weekend in the Pacific Palisades, and he presented the trophy to the winner, Max Homa. Afterward, he was on a two-day content shoot with Golf Digest and Golf TV, according to the magazine. Photos from Monday showed Woods hanging out with basketball star Dwayne Wade and also David Spade at the Rolling Hills Country Club. The athlete underwent a fifth back surgery in December. So he's had a bunch of other health issues. And the amazing thing about Tiger Woods, He obviously was a fantastic golfer, but he had some setbacks, for instance, where he had surgery on his back, and he came back from that and continued playing stellar golf. The question, of course, is can he recover from these injuries and also have a comeback? Because as you age, these things do get a little harder. The man's 45 years old. So he had his fifth back surgery in December, and on Sunday had expressed hopes that he might be healthy enough to return to the Masters this April. He was asked about it. He said, "God, I hope so. I've got to get there first. A lot of it is based on my surgeons and doctors and therapists and making sure I do it correctly. This is the only back I've got. I don't have much more wiggle room left." Woods, of course, was the world's greatest golfer, made headlines for his car crashes in the past. In 2009, he ran his Cadillac Escalade into some immovable objects near his house in Florida, and that's when it all got unveiled that he's having issues in his marriage. In 2017, Woods was busted for DUI in Florida after cops found him passed out behind the wheel of his Mercedes-Benz. And I've seen footage of that arrest and that traffic stop. And at the time, he said that there was no alcohol involved, but he was on prescription painkillers, which is understandable for a guy who's had several back surgeries. So I know that in that case, although he was arrested for DUI, my understanding is that he pled guilty to a reduced charge of reckless driving. And I was kind of curious about that because in Michigan, reckless driving, although probably a lesser thing than DUI, is still a very serious offense. So in Michigan, for instance, you can get, you know, I don't know, 6 points on your license and 93 days in jail on a first offense for reckless driving. Apparently in Florida, a first offense reckless driving, however, is more like 30 days and a fine and 4 points. So it is actually a substantial reduction to go from DUI down to reckless driving in Florida. And that, again, is what we always have to look at when you are talking about these things, to understand what state they're in, because some states will prioritize these things differently. Police at the time of his 2017 bust for DUI said that it appeared he'd been in a minor car accident before they found him, but he told officers he had a reaction to several prescription drugs. And after his arrest, he then announced he was seeking professional help to manage his medications and also dealing with back pain and a sleep disorder. And he pled guilty to a reduced charge of reckless driving and agreed to enter a diversion program. My understanding is that the surgery he had yesterday was serious. Several reports said he had compound fractures in his legs. And a compound fracture is bad. And so to fix that, apparently they've had to put a bar of some sort in one of his legs. They said in his other leg he's got pins and bolts and stuff in his ankle. So unfortunately, it's probably going to be a fairly long recovery. And it's going to be a lot of work ahead for him. Now, he's obviously a hard worker. He's come back before. And people are saying that, you know, there's no reason he can't come back now. Comeback might take a little longer because, as I mentioned, he's getting a little older. But we all are, you know. So it mentions in the story here, he goes, that his wife was a model, Ellen Nordegren. Or I don't know if it's pronounced Ellen or Elon. I've heard both. She actually was a nanny for Jesper Parnevik, another golfer. Jesper Parnevik and his wife hired her as a nanny. They'd met her in Stockholm, where she's from, and they brought her over here to work as a nanny. And somewhere along the line, she crossed paths with Tiger Woods. But it's funny how that always works, that when someone like that, she's very pretty, gets in the news, and they start calling her a model. She may have modeled later. I don't know. I know that she has children with Mr. Woods. So, again, she was the nanny for Jesper Parnevik, whose wife had met her at a store she was working in Stockholm. So, again, Tiger Woods apparently is out of surgery. He's going to make a full recovery. And it was a very scary accident. The photograph, again, like I said, the whole front end of the vehicle was mashed in, airbags deployed. After surgery, they put him back together again. So I'd love to see the guy play again, and I'd love to see him win some stuff. Again, I said, I'm not a big golf fan, but I'll admit, you know, that there were times when he was on the verge of setting some kind of record that I'd actually watch, just because, you know, these are news events. And that happens from time to time in some sporting events that I'd watch just because I, you know, this is history in the making. So it'll be interesting to see if he can come back from this. So again, a very, very serious accident. You know, I mentioned before, I once crashed mountain biking and I broke the bone that goes from here to here in my hand, and it had to have pins put in it. And that is such a minor surgery compared to what he's going through. But I understand that on a scale of 1 to 100, what I had was a 1. What he has right now is 100. I understand that. I understand that. But just the whole idea of surgery and pins and nuts and bolts and steel bars and plates or whatever, it's one of those things you realize how serious this is. So compound fractures, obviously, serious as well. So I wish him the best. I'm sure we do too, the rest of us in the audience. Tiger Woods in surgery after California car accident with the jaws of life. Not used, even though it's in the headlines of the New York Post. Leah Ustachevich wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll just talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The important thing to remember is that bugs don't actually talk.